Oh my god, it's you! I mean, it really is you. Hi, I'm so sorry to disturb you. Am I disturbing you? Because I could go. I mean, you probably think I'm some kind of creepy weirdo fangirl, and now I'm doing exactly what I promised I wouldn't do, getting all tongue-tied in front of you, and... Okay, let me start over. Hi. I don't know if you remember seeing me at your panel at the convention today. I was right in the front row, but... Oh, what am I saying? Of course you don't remember me. Why would you... Oh, God, I'm doing it again. Take a deep breath. Hi. I'm, like, a really, really big fan of yours. Like, I have every single one of your books. Like, the whole series. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much your writing means to me ever since I was in high school. Okay, sorry, let me get to the point. So I tried to come to your signing after the panel today. I brought this poster to ask you to sign, but then my friend wanted to go to this other panel for this anime she's into, and by the time it was over, I got across the convention hall to where you were signing, and the line was like a mile long. But I brought the poster with me, and now we're both here, and I was wondering if I could still ask you to sign it. I mean, it's the main reason I came. I really wanted to finally meet you and get your autograph. So, would you? Oh my god, you're so nice. Thank you. Yeah, sure, yeah, I'll come in. Here's the poster. If you could just sign it, I'll let you get back to whatever it is you were doing. Oh, wow. I just wanted you to sign it. I didn't expect you to write such a sweet personal message. Oh my god, thank you so much. Oh, yeah, I guess I owe you an explanation for how I knew which hotel room you were in, huh? Okay, well, this is totally embarrassing, but when you were checking in yesterday, I was down in the lobby meeting my friend, and of course I recognized you, and when the receptionist gave you your key, I kind of, sorta, overheard her telling you the room number. Oh, I'm so sorry. I know this is totally inappropriate and stalky, and you have every right to kick me out of your room right now. I'm honestly so embarrassed, and I should probably just... You're so sweet. Thank you. I really didn't expect you to be this nice. Maybe because I was super nervous about meeting you. I mean, I'm still super nervous, in case you couldn't tell. I'm just really, really happy and grateful that you turned out to be such a nice guy, IRL. Oh, and I guess I owe you an explanation for this outfit, too, huh? Ugh, this is all my friend's fault. She's a big-time cosplayer, and that's not really my thing, but this year she twisted my arm to dress up with her so we could go as this pair of naughty schoolgirl twins from her anime show. Hence the pigtails. Hence the tight white blouse and the little plaid skirt and the knee socks. I know, right? Such a cliche, so obvious. She said I'm perfect for this cosplay because I'm, like, the same body type as the character from the anime. Like, a little shorter than average and busty for my size, so I really fill out this, tight little school uniform. I'm sorry, maybe it's finally meeting you like this after I've been such a big fan for so long, but I'm feeling a little dizzy. Would it be okay if I just sat here on the couch for a little bit until I feel better? Thank you. You're so kind. Oh, a glass of water? Oh my god, you're so thoughtful. Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm still a little nervous. I mean, here I am. In a room, alone, with you, sitting right there on the same couch. It's all a little much. Like, right now I'm having all of these racing thoughts, and half of them are telling me I should just get up and leave, but the other half are telling me that I'll probably never have an opportunity like this again, and that I should just do something totally wild and inappropriate. Like what? Oh, jeez, don't put me on the spot. It's embarrassing. But I mean, since you asked, one of the little voices is telling me that you're way more handsome up close and in person, and that I should just shuffle a little closer to you on the couch, like this, and just say to hell with it and give you a sweet little kiss to show you how much I really do admire and appreciate how talented and sweet and kind you are. Just like this. Oh my god. I'm sorry, that was way over the line. I totally shouldn't have done that. I just got totally carried away. I should go, I'm sorry. That's sweet of you to say. I cannot believe how understanding you are. Ugh, it just makes me want to kiss you again. Would that be okay? If we kissed just a little more? It would? Yay! Suddenly got myself all worked up. I'm like totally disarmed right now. I mean, all we've done is kiss just a little and I'm a total mess. I just feel like totally at your mercy right now. Like whatever you wanted to do to me or do with me, I'm pretty sure I'd let you. So if you're interested, I'm all yours. I have this really naughty idea. Like, your books over the years have given me so many amazing fantasy stories. I think I'd like to return the favor. I think I'd like to be your fantasy. Would you like that? Would you like me to be your little fangirl fantasy? In my cute little school uniform and pigtails? Because I would love to do that. Just for you. Just tell me your fantasy. Anything you want. I'm all yours. Really? Well, I certainly think we can do that. In fact, I'd love to do that for you. You don't have to be anywhere anytime soon, do you? Because I'm planning on really taking my time. Lots of slow, gentle teasing all the way. What do you think? I thought your plans might change when you heard that. You can always have dinner with your agent another night. I'm sure she'd understand. Okay, let's move you over here to the big armchair. Oh, sit down, get nice and comfy. Now that I know we have all night, I'm really gonna take my time pleasing you. Maybe I should start with a little tease session? I want to make sure you can see just how skimpy this tight little outfit is on me. Here, let me hike up my skirt just a little so you can get a nice tease of my cute white little panties, barely covering my ass. Do you like? I thought so. on your face says it all. Let me get really close up to you. Close enough to hear me whispering softly in your ear. Close enough for me just to gently brush my breasts against your face. Just really tease the fuck out of you. Oh my god, this is so fucking hot. I don't know about you, but I'm getting so turned on putting on a little private show just for you. Wait. What's this? Maybe I do know. There's a not-so-little telltale sign in your pants right there. Did by any chance my little private show make you hard? Good. I love knowing that I can make your cock hard without barely even touching you. Here, let me get up on you and straddle you right there in the chair. I just want you to know I'm gonna really try to be such a good little girl for you. Would you like that? To have your sweet, willing, obedient, eager little fangirl do her very, very best to make you so fucking hard you can't stand it. Good. Ugh, this shirt is so tight. I've been waiting to get out of it all day. So, would you like to unbutton it for me? Or would you like to watch me unbutton it for you? Oh, here. I'll let you get started with the first button. Just pop that right open. And I'll let you do the rest. How about that? There you go. Just like that, one button at a time. Do you like my breasts? I know they're a little big for a girl my size, and sometimes it's kind of hard to find a bra that's a comfortable fit, but it's so worth it right now, seeing the look on your face. Do you want to see them naked? Here, let me. It unfastens in front, but it's a little tricky, so let me just... There we go. Do you want a touch? It's okay, go ahead. Let me show you something I really like. If you want to hear me moan, here, give me your fingers. Let me just wet them with my mouth, with my little tongue. Okay. Now take those wet fingertips and just slowly, gently paint little circles around my nipples. Oh god, just like that. Just tease them. Feel how hard and perky they get under your fingers. Oh god, you're driving me so fucking crazy right now. My nipples are getting so hard for you. Would you like to put them in your mouth? Go ahead. Take your time. They're all yours. Oh, fuck. God, yes, just like that. Just like that. Slow, wet circles with your tongue. No, don't stop. I want to kiss you. Look up here, give me that tongue, that mouth. This seems a little unfair, me being the only one with their shirt off. I can see some buttons of yours that could use some unfastening too. Here, let's get that started. Maybe it'd be even sexier if I... you while I slowly unbuttoned your shirt. And maybe if I gently kiss and lick your ear, your neck, all the way down to your chest. Hold up. What was that? The way you just flinched when I got even a little close to your nipple. You practically bucked out of your chair. Don't tell me. You like your nipples being teased and played with just like I do? Well, isn't that interesting? Well, I wonder, what will your good little fangirl do with this new information? Well, now, let's see. What, I wonder, would happen if I wet my lips with my tongue and placed just one soft, sweet, gentle little kiss right here on your nipple? Ha! So it wasn't a fluke. Your face is so red right now. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with you. Move. Just stay still and watch me as I kiss that wet little nipple again, just to tease it and wake it up, and then leave a trail of soft little kisses like this. The other one. Let's give this one some attention too. The way you groan as I trace my curious pointy little tongue around your nipples as I kiss and lick and suck on them. Makes me so fucking wet. Look, let me stand up and show you. Just hike my little skirt up again for you here. See? Really? You want me to take them off for you? Here, I'll just slowly ease them down over my thighs. Past my cute little socks. Smell them. Smell my wet pussy on those pretty little panties. I want you to keep them so you can smell me whenever you want. I mean, I'm all yours, so I guess my panties are all yours too. And you can't go home from a convention without a souvenir, right? From the way you're writhing around and groaning like that, I'm a little worried that if I keep teasing you, you're gonna come before I can really have some fun. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? So let me just make my way down your naked chest, to your stomach, planting lots more sweet little kisses on you. Slowly making a trail all the way down until I find what I'm really looking for. I can feel you trembling. Here, let me get down on my knees for you like a good little fangirl. Let's get these pants off. Oh, your bulge is so fucking hard. Let me just give it a sweet little kiss through your pants first. There we go, all the way off. Oh shit, your butt. boxers are fucking soaked. That is a lot of pre-cum. Fuck, that's so hot. Let's get these shorts off of you. And wow. That is the hardest fucking cock I've ever seen in my life. That actually makes me kind of proud. It means I've done a good job so far, doesn't it? And I'm just getting started. Would you like me to keep my pigtails in or let my hair down? You like them? Good. I was thinking they might give you something to grab onto when I really go to work on your cock. Let's see. Where should I start with this nice, hard cock in front of me? Maybe the same way we started over there on the couch? With a soft, sweet kiss? Just right there on the head. Oh, I love the way it jumped a little when I did that. So, do you like that? Do you want a little more? Lots of soft, sweet kisses. All the way up and down. The length of your cock. Holy shit, there's so much pre-cum. Would it be okay if I licked a little off the tip? Fuck, you taste so good. I want to fucking drain you. I'm going to tease every last drop of cum out of you. You can put it anywhere you want. On my tits, all over my face. Right into my mouth. I just want to be your good little cum kitten. So just tell me exactly where you want to spill your load all over me. Surprise you? I can do that. I'll show you where my favorite place for a nice, hot, warm load is. You'll see. Now sit back and let your good little schoolgirl go to work on you. I think I might start by just taking my tongue and gently circling the head of your cock. And then slowly, softly, taking just the head of your cock, just the tip, into my warm little mouth. Just gently, slowly making out with your cock. Fuck, you feel so good. I can feel your cock head twitching and throbbing in my mouth. But as much fun as I'm loving teasing you, I'm not going to be satisfied with just the head. Is it okay if I take you all the way into my mouth? Yes, thank you. I can feel you getting close, the way your cock's twitching in my mouth, the way you're tensing up, pushing your hips towards me. You want to come, don't you? Ah, not so fast. Take out your phone. I want you to take a picture of me sucking your cock. Take as many as you want, so you'll have something to remember me by. Here, let me pose for you like a little porn star with my mouth on your cock. So hot. but you'll have to send me those. God, I can't believe I'm such a fucking slut for you. I just want you to spill that nice big load right into my open, patient, grateful little mouth. Just for me. That's it. Closer, closer. Come, come for me. All over me. Uh-huh. That's it. That's it. So close, so close. Now I can feel it. Go on. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes. More. Keep going. Keep coming on me. I want more. Give me all of it. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, that is the hardest I've ever seen anyone come in my life. Oh my god, it's everywhere. I tried to take as much of it as I could, but oh my goodness, look at the mess we made. Here, let me clean you up. Just stay there while my tongue laps up the rest of this cum from your cock. Your balls. Your tummy. There. All nice and clean. So, did I do a good job? It's okay, don't try to speak. You look like you need a little time to come back to Earth. Seems like I did a good job, yay! Oh my god, look at the time. It's so late. I should get out of here. Just let me grab my clothes and I'll... Actually, it's gonna be such a hassle getting back to my hotel this late. There's gonna be a bunch of drunk, horny, sci-fi nerds out on the street, and all I have to wear is this schoolgirl cosplay that's a size too small. I really don't want to have to face that. Would it be okay if I stayed? Like, stayed the night with you? Yes? Oh, yay! You're so sweet. Like, seriously. You don't have to say yes unless you're absolutely sure. I don't want to put you on the spot. Even though I did just swallow your cum. Oh, yay, thank you. You want to just jump under the covers with me? Here, come snuggle with me. I want to feel you close to me, all nice and cozy and warm. You feel so good next to me. Get closer. I'm so glad we get to do this all night. I just want to lie here with you. Here, let me turn around so you can spoon me. I'm a very good little spoon. Yeah. Just wrap your arms tight around me like that. Our bodies cradled together, so warm and cozy. You feel so good wrapped around me. Do you have to leave early tomorrow? When's your first appointment? Oh, not until the afternoon? Good. That means I'll have plenty of time to play with you more in the morning. Does that sound good? I was thinking, if you wanted, in the morning, after we wake up and we've had a nice, soft, slow makeout session under the covers, that maybe I could give you a little room service with me on the menu. I could spread my legs for you and let you eat my pussy. Would you like that? And maybe, if you really wanted, you can turn me over and I'll pose for you with my ass up in the air and your tongue can make out with my little asshole. Guaranteed way to make me come. Okay, good. it's a date. And if you're still not tired of me by then, I'll give you my number and maybe we can do this again at the next convention. Just text me your room number and I'll come visit. I could be your little fangirl fuck doll for every convention. I'm so glad I had the courage to come up to your room. Squeeze me tighter, you feel so good. Good night. See you in the morning.